defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. You know, I met with GunBroker earlier today, and I picked up some of the giveaway stuff. Not only are we going to be giving away range bags, but we're also going to be filling those range bags with cool stuff, including, it was agreed today, a copy, signed copy of Grilling While Armed, in addition to GunBroker t-shirt, koozie stuff, and the range bag itself, which retails at $70. So you're looking at well over a $100 package that we're going to be giving away on behalf of GunBroker.com from these Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios in the very near future. We're going to do it on both the daytime show. We have five of them to give away. That's right. Five of them to give away. And we're going to do it on the big weekend Monster Cast show from the Crossbreed Holster studios that GunBroker.com also supports. So we're going to have a great time. I'll give you more information about that when I know. Let's get right to it. My next guest is one of my favorite people on earth, Lee Williams, the gun writer, the gun writer, the gun writer. Lee, that says it all, brother, the gun writer from the Herald Tribune in Sarasota. How you doing, brother?
Good, brother. Couldn't be doing any better. How the heck are you?
I'm ready to rock and roll, and I appreciate you jumping on the program with me today. We got a lot of things to talk about. First, now I know you know what happened with my Curt Schilling interview on Sunday, and as a journalist, you saw this explode across the country. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I was so, two things. I was so happy for you, and I was so proud of that to be able to say that I know you, because that thing went, what we say, that thing went large and loud, brother. I mean, every newspaper in the country, you have the president, POTUS, tweeting about it. I mean, it was major, major. Doesn't get any better than that, and that's what happens to good people like yourself.
Well, that was deserved. Well, I appreciate the comments, and it's still coming at me. I'm still getting radio requests for that and people asking me to put words in Kurt's mouth. I did two interviews this morning. I was like, you know, I can only tell you what he quoted on my show, and you've got the things. Go back and listen to it. You know, but I think people were more interested in how did you get that? Well, we spent time together on a campaign in Tucson, and he was a guest on the program, and that's what he said. So the right place, right time. And we're very good friends. We've known each other for a long time, and I have broke bread with Kurt many, many, many times. And I love reading the left-wing media attack him immediately with all of these accusations. They have no idea who he is. I'm certain they've never met him. They don't know anything about him. And when I see the lies come out from the political, you know, agenda pushers, it just cracks me up. And it does him, too. But yeah, it was a big deal. And I appreciate your kind words. Coming from a journalist, I wanted to get your opinion. I figured I'd ask you on the air. I haven't asked you that off air, have I?
No. That was very, very cool and very well deserved, man.
Well, thank you.
And you get those kind of responses because you ask questions, because you have a relationship with him. It's trust. That's what it's all about. And so much of our media nowadays, there's no trust, you know?
Yeah, I unfortunately do know. And as a journalist, you understand building trust with people that you're talking to is yeah, I've got some reporters from some left-wing television networks who's written stuff on the sites is actually middle of the road, pretty hard news. It's remarkable the dynamic between what's out on their television networks and what's out in their print stuff. But you develop relationships with these folks over the years. They know you can trust them, and you know you can trust them. They know they can trust you, that you're going to get straight information from you, and you know that you can trust them to quote you properly and accurately. So that's just comes with the territory over the years. You figure that stuff out. You get burned a few times in the process. I know you know that, I did, but you figure it out. All right. Well, good. That was good stuff. And I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate you picking up on that. That was huge. I really enjoyed getting your tweet. Holy geez, brother. Wow. Look at this. It's still cooking, too. I am still shocked. But let's move on now. Philadelphia. Here we have an issue. I've been asked to do a number of interviews about this today, just simply because of the heels of Dayton and El Paso. A lot of those folks have my name, and I'm certainly willing to do them. I did one this morning at 11. I've got one to do at 9 o'clock tonight for an hour. I had to turn down, unfortunately, the Tom Hartman program today. You know, the number one liberal talk show in the country, because of my day. It's just my schedule just does not work, at the time he's on the air, and I hate that. So I'm hopeful that I'm going to be able to work something out and go on there and go toe-to-toe with Mr. Hartman about this, because we all know his political agenda, and I would love to go back and forth with him on this, particularly after Philadelphia. Here's why. The guy was 100% gun controlled, convicted felon in possession of things he shouldn't have had. Lee, I'm not as sarcastic here with this question. What one law would have kept that felon from having those guns? What law do we need?
Nothing. There is no law that would have done that. First of all, I'm extremely happy to read that all six of the officers that were wounded have been treated and released. That's great news. That's a miracle. This has nothing to do with any of the mass shootings. This is a doper. They're kicking his door for a high-level narcotics search warrant. This is a man with a criminal history that, you know, you need 10, 20 pages to write. And the thing that struck me is after this whole thing breaks, what does the Philly mayor do? He blames the NRA.
You know,
which is it's stunning.
It's sickening.
Stunning.
Americans are on to that. They're on to that. I'm convinced of it. I am absolutely convinced when they see this straw man go up the NRA and that somehow the National Rifle Association wants to arm convicted felon drug dealers. You know, we could go to Chicago with that. That's to insinuate that the NRA supports 50 shootings and murders a weekend in Chicago is asinine. And the people that do that know better than that. But the reason the Philly mayor says that, I'm convinced, is because that's the toe of the National Democrat Party line right now.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. And he's trying to ingratiate himself into the minds of the rest of the lunatics out there like Kamala Harris and the rest of them that are running on this agenda that's hate the NRA. You know, Elizabeth Warren made comments yesterday about the National Rifle Association and how we have to break the stranglehold. And I forget who else it was that's pushing the assault weapons ban now through the House. We'll go there in this interview today, too, saying it's time that the Republicans get special interest out and join them. Well, that's not going to happen, but you'll get a few. You'll get a few of those dope Republicans that push a ban like that. But anyway, that's why they say these things. And it's just absolutely ridiculous, disingenuous, dishonest, and hateful. And that just makes my point that that's what those people are all about. They're not concerned about lives. That guy's not concerned about the cops. He's more concerned about going after the NRA than dealing with the felon. What he's trying to do, Lee, is deflect from what this guy gets away with in his city. He's a Democrat, too, by the way, isn't he?
Yep, and that's exactly it. He's trying to deflect from what Philly has become. I worked at the newspaper in Wilmington, Delaware, about 20 miles away from Philly. Mm-hmm. Every one of my colleagues that I work with that actually lived in Philly, I mean, every single one had been robbed at gunpoint. It is out of control crime there. Now, I love Philly. Love me a good cheesesteak, but the crime there is just pervasive. And rather than admit that his city has a problem with crime, he has to deflect it, like you just said.
You show me an American city in decay, and I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. You want to prove me wrong? MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Have no takers yet. I'm waiting for that email. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Now, I have history in Philadelphia, too. Worked in Philadelphia for a couple, 2.5 years back in the day, back in the late 80s, right before the turn of the 90s there for that decade. Norristown, and lived in Phoenixville, just outside Valley Forge. Very pretty place. Norristown was a lot of fun at that age. I had a lot of fun in some of those local pubs. Frank's Pub, which was a blast there in downtown Norristown. I had a great time, single there. Had a wonderful time. But Philly was called Philadelphia for a reason back then.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's not me making it up. That's the nickname that people that were introducing me to the city from the city told me. And I'm not knocking. I love Philly. Man, you take me to 4th and South to Jimmy's, brother. That's my favorite cheesesteak in the world is Jim's Steaks. You've probably been there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would argue that Capriati's in Delaware makes a better steak. But
Capriati's,
I know those are fighting words, fighting words.
Capriati's is very well known, and they do make a great sandwich. You also have another sub shop, Hoagie Shop, down there in Wilmington that was, bar none, the best I think I've had in the Philly area. But, you know, Capriati's being in Delaware is still considered the metro Philly area. So it's completely legit. Pat's and Gino's, that's tourist stuff, folks. Go down and get you some
whiz.
Rooms.
No whiz.
Oh, no, sorry, dude. Extra whiz on this, guys, bro. Extra whiz.
Oh.
Extra whiz, man. Jim's, what do you have? What do you get? What do you want? Give me an extra whiz.
Throw the loan.
No. Boy, we're going to argue about this for the rest of the hour. Forget guns today. We're talking cheesesteaks in Philly. East of the Rockies, call us at the following number. Here, let me say this to close out the hour just because it's fun to do, okay? When we're talking cheesesteaks. And that is, I always knew when you get a place that calls itself Philly something, like Philly Connection, and I'm not knocking them. They have great food, believe me. In Tampa, for example, I'd drive in there and I'd pull up, I'd get out, and I'd go, man, you guys are new in town. Can I get Wiz on my sandwich? And they're all like, what? I'm like, dude, you ain't Philly. You ain't Philly. They don't even know. They didn't say, Lee, no, we don't do that. We only put provolone. They didn't even know. So if you don't know, I'm sorry, it ain't Philly. You guys are just selling a cheesesteak. But that's okay. They were still very, very good. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues after this from the GunBroker.com studios. Extra Whiz back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You hear Lee? He's got me as we come back in.
You're dead to me, brother. You're dead to me.
Oh, this went on through the break, ladies and gentlemen. We argued about this through the break. Extra whiz with your wit with extra whiz. You know what that is, right?
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Onions, you got to get the onions. I like, and you know, it's interesting. My kids have seen me put a ketchup on a cheesesteak. I'm like, what are you doing? Every cheesesteak, you go to Jim's, they serve you a cheesesteak. They wrap the little two ketchup packs on top of it, stick it in the white wrapper, stick it in your bag, and off you go, brother. Ketchup on a Philly cheesesteak is a Philly thing, by the way. So don't knock it till you try it. But provolone, good too. American, good too. I got you. Just don't do lettuce, tomato, and mayo on that thing and call it a Philly cheesesteak.
No.
Okay. All right, Lee. Back to Philly. Cops. Thank God they're okay.
Yeah.
The mayor is pushing an agenda. We already know that with his statements. I asked you a serious question, and I got a serious response. Nothing. People don't want to hear that because they're trying to make the Philly connection, how about that, with Dayton and El Paso, and there is none. They are completely, you correct me if I'm wrong, but these are mutually exclusive type of events. Your former law enforcement, give me your perspective on that.
Completely mutually exclusive. I mean, here you have a bad hombre, the very definition of a bad hombre, multiple felony arrests. I think the longest he spent in prison was judge sent him to for 55 months. He should be nowhere near a firearm. Plenty of laws on the books to handle this. But of course, you know, that's why they're called criminals, brother, because they don't pay attention to the law.
Multiple felonies. What is he doing on the street? Isn't that the problem to begin with? Shouldn't we start there? Shouldn't the mayor in Philly say this? Because I'd have respect for even a Democrat mayor if he stood up and said, you know what? As the mayor of this city, I want to know why this cat is even walking my streets. What is he doing out? We've got to start looking at this. I want to bring prosecutors together. I want to bring law enforcement together. And I want to bring legislators together. And I want to ask, what is this man doing on the streets, putting the public at risk? But what does he do? He blames the National Rifle Association. That makes him an idiot in my book. So why don't we do that? What is he doing on the street as former law enforcement? What's your frustration with that?
You know, it's catch and release for half of this crap. I mean, they're serving a narcotic search warrant, meaning they have probable cause that they took before a judge, and he signed a piece of paper authorizing the police to go in and violate this man's Fourth Amendment rights because of what the badness was going on in that home. I mean, this is not a good person. He was barricaded in his home. This is not a good man. He's got an extensive criminal history. He should have been nowhere near a gun. That's the frustration. You know, it's not the cops. The cops are doing a good job. It's these courts and some of these judges. It's just like catch and release, catch and release, catch and release. And you'll hear a lot of police officers talk about that.
Oh, boy. I don't know. First of all, I don't know how law enforcement in today's day and age does its job. I don't even want to talk about. Well, you know, I am going to talk about it. The disrespect that the law enforcement officers, black and white, were shown as they were walking through the streets and being shot at from a vocal crowd there, obviously anti-cop. And this has its roots going back to Obama's beer stunt and this jump into conclusions of, you know, calling the cops racist up in Massachusetts. And that's when it all started. And then, of course, we fold over into the whole hands up, don't shoot, lie. Flat out lie that was in St. Louis or Ferguson anyway, and the subsequent rioting there, and this whole anti-cop attitude where you've got New York City law enforcement officers, one of the premier departments in the world, turning their back on their political leader. We're in a really bad spot. You've got people, you know, dousing cops with water, and the mayor of New York is nowhere to be found. He's out on the campaign trail thinking that his crappy record in New York somehow translates and resonates with voters in Iowa. I don't know what these people are thinking. But the cops themselves, it doesn't matter if the cop's black, doesn't matter if the cop's white, being trashed by the community on an active scene where they're being shot at. What's your take on that?
Well, it's there's this demonization of law enforcement, and unless you've really been in a car and had a badge in your billfold and pushed a squad car, you don't understand how difficult that job can be. Most of the stress, at least after my first 5 or 6 years on the department, is internal. You're worried about this, you're worried about that. But yeah, I too just recoiled when I saw how these guys were being treated, how those poor guys up in New York, which is one of the best trained police departments in the country, getting doused with water, getting completely disrespected. It's become a very difficult time for the men and women in law enforcement right now. And God forbid that any of them get hurt. Because they're right now, there's a lot of them that, and I'm hearing from them, from my readers, they're scared to break leather. They're scared to bring out a gun because they don't want to go through what they know they're going to have to go through. That's not a safe environment to operate in.
No, it's not just a not safe environment. It's a dangerous environment. Let's call it what it is. It's a dangerous environment to work in. When you have cops who have their backs turned to people who are being doused with water, whatever, so these guys don't know what's coming at them. These cops were as professional as the day is long. They just walked through, and yeah, you know, no doubt it probably felt good on a hot day, quite frankly. And I hope that's the way the cops felt. Hey, you know what, guys? That feels good. Thanks very much. It's boiling hot out here. Well, I'm out here protecting your sorry loser satellite radio moment word, but whatever. So let's go. Just go back to, because I could go the whole hour with this. Just the disrespect of law enforcement today is insane. But I digress on that. So the Philly thing, exclamation point on that. There's no similarity between Dayton and, well, I guess, you know, we could make the case, and this obviously the similarity, that yet another, again, another failure of gun control. They have that in similar, that they have that, you know, is the similar. You've got a guy over here who's 100% gun controlled, 100%, who's got any gun he wants. Now, my question for you real quick, did he buy that at a gun shop?
No.
Why?
No. He got it because he would have been background checked, and this guy would never have passed it. He bought it where they – either he stole it or he bought it on the black market.
Well,
likely he stole it.
Well, what about the killers in Dayton and El Paso who did pass the background check? What does that say about expanding background checks? Yeah, there's that.
They're really effective.
Background checks, they said. We needed more expanded background checks, they said, right before – the guy who can't pass any background check for a credit card, let alone a firearm, barricades himself in a home with weapons he's not supposed to be in possession of anyway, and he got without a background check. You know, I at some point in time, you got to question intelligence here. It's not just an emotional knee-jerk reaction. In some folks, it is. But in a lot of people, it's just a lack of intelligence. It's an inability to wrap their head around this and make a decision and understand what we're seeing. Is that too harsh of a statement?
No, and I think you could go a little harsher, too. I mean, several of the Democratic presidential candidates were already blood dancing before these wounded officers had even been removed from the scene. While the cops were still under fire, they were tweeting out crap about this. Not pleased to see that.
Still under fire. Man, oh, man. Hey, listen, before we take a break, let me give a big shout out to one of my weekly regular contributors. Dave Workman is featured extensively in a CBS News piece today about red flag laws that is now right up at the top of the Drudge Report, the center column. Congratulations to Dave Workman. We'll talk with Dave Workman this week, I'm sure. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios continues right after this. I don't want you to go away. We're talking with, and I love this, the gun writer, Lee Williams, back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios. Make sure to visit GunBroker.com. I keep missing that when I come back. I've got so much to talk about when the spot's running. But honestly, I'm working in between those breaks. I promise you, I'm trying to decide where to go, and sometimes I miss that. But GunBroker.com, I met with them today, had an appointment with them, and they are wonderful. Wait till you see the giveaway we're doing. $70 range bag from GunBroker filled with some pretty cool stuff, including, and I've got 5 of them to give away over the course of the next couple weeks. We'll let you know when and how. Social media will be involved. Check me out at AAR Mark on Twitter if you happen to be in that hateful social media place. If you don't have to be for work, don't be there. It's such a hateful place. But if you do, I understand, I do too. But you can follow me at AAR Mark, but I'm going to be putting a copy, signed copy of Grilling While Armed in those range bags that we're giving away. So it'll be fun. GunBroker.com, go find something and buy it. It's everything is right there for you, okay? Well, let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. All right, exclamation point on Philadelphia. You want to cap that off at all?
Yeah, again, I can't say it enough. Just glad that all the guys are going to be okay.
All right, very good. We'll move on from that. I closed out the last segment talking about Dave Workman, my dear friend and friend of this program, listener, friend of yours. Believe me, anybody that's a friend of mine is a friend of yours. He is quoted extensively in the following piece that is out today, came out earlier this morning, about 10:40 in the morning Eastern time. Second Amendment advocates warn Trump over support for red flag laws. Now, Lee, you'll remember Trump famously said after Parkland, and Florida's red flags, because you're in Florida. And I talked with Eric Friday about Florida's red flag laws. I mean, this is a hot topic right now because Congress is now looking at them. And Mitch McConnell is signaling that he's willing to look at this in background checks. Trump famously said, let's take the guns first and worry about due process later, which is extremely frightening to millions and millions and millions of Americans. Now, the press is calling this Donald Trump's read my lips moment, you know, going back to George Bush and all this garbage with taxes. But you're living this in Florida. Is this a model for the rest of the country?
No. No, down here we call it Minority Report or pre-crime, or there are a few other words that we can't really use on your radio program. No, you don't. No, it deprives you of due process. And I don't care how they want to spin it or how they want to frame the statute. You lose your due process. You lose your property before there's due process. And I'm not a fan.
Let's quote Workman from this piece. And I'm going to have Dave on. I'm going to ask him to come on tomorrow. Hopefully his schedule will permit. He says there is a considerable amount of alarm among firearms owners about these so-called red flag laws. Hammond from the GOA, by the way, Gun Owners of America, says the red flag laws are irredeemable. Dave went on, I think one sticking point is due process. In this country, under our legal system, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But under one of these orders, you are disarmed first, your guns are seized, and then you can appear in court to defend yourself. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time. Now, Mitch McConnell and, of course, Lindsey Graham-nesty are all over this. Well, my red flag law protects due process, and it's something that we need to take a look at. And I think the president has signaled that he's ready to look into these things, and we're going to go ahead and get this moving. This is common sense, and I think we can find some common ground with the NRA. Now, that's my pretty good Lindsey Graham-nesty impersonation, and it frightens me because he does have the ear of the president, and after the president said what he said, we have something to be concerned about, don't we?
Yeah, and it's not just gun owners that should be concerned about this. It's anybody who believes in civil liberties. Civil libertarians should be fighting this. The ACLU should realize that, yeah, the Second Amendment is a civil right, too. They should be fighting this. The ABA should be fighting this. Everybody who's concerned about liberty should be fighting this. This is an assault on a civil right.
But they're not. Why isn't the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, fighting this? Why not?
Because when they count to 10, they go 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know, I don't think I've heard it put that way. Thanks for doing that. I honestly don't think I've heard it put that way. You're right. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, in this case, it's 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. I mean, this is a complete evisceration of 2, 4, and 14 right out of the box without blinking an eye.
Right.
And I could make the case it's Fifth Amendment as well. But we'd save that for another show. The fact of the matter is this is a complete violation of all Americans' civil rights. We've got to find a way around this. Now, Lee, I'll ask you the same question I asked Eric Friday, the attorney for Florida Carry, and then we'll talk about Florida Carry because they filed a huge lawsuit today, too. And I said, you want due process? Person A accuses person B to a cop because in Florida it has to be law enforcement. And I thought that was interesting. Eric said, well, in Florida at least it's written that it has to be law enforcement. And I said, well, that's the Jersey principle, where it doesn't suck as bad as it could. So therefore, it's not as bad. Bad is bad, okay? And I use the example when I told my grandmother years ago, you know, which complained about gas prices. I said, it's 4.35 here. And she said, well, just be glad it's not 5.35. No, I'm not going to be glad it's not 5.35. It should be $2. It should be 95 cents, okay? New Jersey principle. The good things that happen in New Jersey are how few bad things happen. I don't like that. And when Eric said that about Florida, well, at least it's law enforcement, I said, well, where is law enforcement getting the complaint from? They're not living in everybody's homes and driving around looking for complaints. They're getting the complaint from a teacher or a parent or somebody else, aren't they?
Or a neighbor or whoever, or somebody who doesn't like somebody. Yeah.
Okay, so the cop, you know, is going to err on the side of caution. Law enforcement's got to. Hey, that's a credible complaint. So person A complains about person B to law enforcement. Law enforcement has to err on the side of caution. Says, yeah, okay, we'll take it to the judge. Judge is going to err on the side of caution. And what happens? Boom, you go to the guy's house, you take his guns away. Lee, take the guns first, go through due process second, evisceration of your rights, and now they want this model for the whole country.
Well, we might as well just bend the Constitution then, because that's pretty much what these do.
All right, let's move on. It's talk radio host speechless. That doesn't happen often. It really, truly does bend the senses. Yeah, okay. All right. Florida Kerry, Eric Friday, is their counsel, who we just spoke with on the program a few days ago. Eric's filed a lawsuit on behalf of Florida Kerry down there, and this is also incredible, and I have a feeling this is going to be millions and millions and millions. FDLE's got some trouble on their hands, don't they?
Oh, brother, you have no idea. Well, it turns out, according to state statute, which is 100% clear, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, charges $5 per background check. Okay, unless the person is law enforcement or has a concealed weapons permit, which means you've already been through all the checks. Well, it turns out for years they have not been. They've still been charging cops and concealed carry permit holders. So this is going to be bad because there's 2 million permits in Florida, and we're talking about some of the most awesome guys who are buying guns frequently. You know, they're buying. These are guys who buy guns weekly, monthly. I know I talked to Sean Corana, one of the founders of Florida Kerry, earlier today. He's got one guy who sent him receipts for $150 that FDLE owes him. So this is going to go large, brother, and it's going to be millions and millions and millions of dollars because the state law enforcement agency that's responsible for enforcing the laws was not following the law. So, yeah, it's going to go large. And this comes right on the heels of another Florida Kerry lawsuit against FDLE regarding their decision pending status, where they, instead of, you know, if you get a questionable no or on someone who's trying to buy a firearm, they have 3 days to prove why the guy shouldn't have the gun or they get the gun. But again, Florida FDLE has not been paying attention to the law, and some guys have been waiting 6 months for a gun. So it comes right on the heels of another lawsuit, and this one's going to go large. My prediction is FDLE will settle immediately, if not sooner, because they have no other choice.
This isn't going to see litigation. This I can promise you.
No.
They will try to make some type of settlement that will shortchange those who have been robbed of their money, and I hope Eric doesn't accept anything short of what is actually owed. And if they're shorted on anything, I hope it's shorted on punitive damages, but people need to get their money back. Right is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Not a shame.
And it's a hell of a lawsuit, and it's not going to go away. All right, way this thing gets dismissed.
I don't think so either. Good call on that. I know you're going to be writing about it at thegunwriter.com. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I want to turn the attention now to the House and assault weapons bans. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Man, segment four already. This is how much fun I have with Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, real quick, yesterday I went through with listeners part of my triage process, and I was, you know, I mean, so many headlines, I don't even know where to begin anymore. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just overwhelming, the attacks on our freedoms now, that you've got websites dedicated to putting these headlines out and they can't keep up with them. You've got clown posse members spitting hatred to the Second Amendment and law-abiding gun owners, just upping the ante every single day by the dozens. You've got media outlets more than happy to do their bidding for them, and it's truly overwhelming. I'm at a point now, 10 years into this career in national radio, where I feel like I'm shortchanging my listeners for the first time ever because I can't keep up. I just can't keep up. I gotta make a decision every day based on what am I going to talk about, because what I talk about, I'm missing something else. It is impossible to keep up with. You're a journalist, pro-gun. Are you feeling the same pressure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could sit at a desk 24 hours a day and do nothing but aggregate news stories coming out about guns 24/7. It's breaking that quickly.
Well, we have now a situation where, before I go to assault weapons in the House, assault weapons, geez, where the Democrats have Mitch McConnell under a tremendous amount of pressure. And you know as well as I do that A.W.R. Hawkins is all over this. Let me quote you from his piece yesterday. Democrats push more gun control after McConnell caves on background checks. Democrat lawmaker already looking beyond universal background checks in hopes of pressuring Majority Leader McConnell into banning, quote unquote, assault weapons, too. McConnell has already made it clear that universal background checks will probably lead the discussion when the Senate reconvenes in September. So now Democrats, what AWR is saying, Lee, is they are now beginning to sense weakness and beginning to pressure him on their next goal, which is securing an assault weapons ban. And they go on to talk about this in the Hill. Now, I saw that piece yesterday. I mentioned it yesterday on the air. But I don't, am I confident by saying that the Senate would never consider that?
6 months ago, I would have been pretty confident saying that. Nowadays, no. No, I mean, first of all, Mitch, if he's listening, you'll never make anybody happy there. You know, they'll always keep asking for more. It is the proverbial slippery slope. They're never going to be satisfied.
No, they're not. They're not. We know that. That's why that begs this question: would Trump sign it? And I'm going to go on record right now. Absolutely no way will Trump sign that legislation. I don't believe he would. He would lose his political base. It would be done for him. He would absolutely 100% guarantee a loss in 2020 if he did it. If he vetoes it, he's going to cement his already pretty clear victory against these clown posse losers who have literally drawn the line in the sand about where they want to take the country and where Trump wants to take the country. But when you're talking strictly gun control on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the Monster Broadcast, he'd be done. Kurt Schlichter wrote about it yesterday. I referenced that piece without going into it. Great writer. And said there's no way Trump would do that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think he's willing to go a little bit, but I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would sign it. I think he's willing to give it lip service. I think he's willing to discuss it. I think he's willing to have a town hall about that, but I don't think he'd sign that bill because I agree with you. He would lose the base overnight.
So would McConnell in the Senate, by the way. McConnell would be toast. People in Kentucky are paying attention. Kentucky, you're listening to the show right now. You're paying attention. I know you are. I see your emails. Let's go to the assault weapons ban in the House. Now, this is a joke. People are, I mentioned this yesterday, but I got to get your opinion as a professional journalist. I looked at that on the Hill and I thought, big deal. What's the big deal? Of course the Democrats in the House are going to pass some form of assault weapons ban. Of course they're going to. Does that shock anybody? Certainly Lee, the gun writer Williams, isn't shocked that a clown posse controlled bunch of progressive communist socialists passing a gun ban is not a big shock to you, right? I hope.
No.
I'm glad I hoped right. Which I knew I did, but, you know, making assumptions, you never know nowadays, right? No, of course I know what the gun writer is going to think. But let's talk about it. Are you shocked by that?
No, not at all. Go ahead, pass it. Yeah, go ahead, pass it. Try and get it through the Senate, and then it's going to end up with the big V stamp on it.
What happens to the Democrat or to a Republican in the House that signs on to that?
That's a different story. That is a different story. We have good representation down here. I know Greg Stube, one of our House members from my area here, no way in hell he's going to vote that because, you know, Greg, he's extremely pro Second Amendment. And two, for the rest of them, they know they got to come home at some point. And they know everybody's going to be watching this. It would be an NRA scored vote.
This is how big this topic, this issue is in the looming 2020 election, listener. And I know you know that as an Armed American Radio listener, but I have to let you know I would be remiss in my duties. I would be derelict if I didn't continually remind you every single day that you cannot sleep at the wheel. There is legitimate concern right now, legitimate, that Mitch McConnell may in fact take this garbage up in the Senate. It's legitimate concern. So we have to be on your game. We cannot get apathetic. Let me take you to El Paso quickly. Did you know, and I'm sure you did, that Hispanics are flocking to concealed carry classes in Texas right now after what happened in El Paso? And you know that's to be the case. But what does that tell the Democrat crowd who is telling us we got to get rid of everything when you've got Hispanics now? Doesn't that fly in the face of what the media is telling us? Why aren't the mainstream press telling us this?
Because it doesn't go along with their narrative at all. As a matter of fact, it's 180 degrees different than their narrative. El Paso, been there, love it, beautiful city. Used to go across the border into Juarez back before it became one of the murder capitals of the country, or of the world, rather. Yeah, and why not? Get schooled up, get armed, because you never know. And the horrors that happened down there, I can't blame them. I think it's good. Welcome, welcome, welcome one and all from El Paso.
The Daily Mail, what's Texas? You know, I personally know lots of Hispanics. I have good friends that have concealed permits that have had them for years. And this identity politics that the left plays, you know, Texas citizens, are getting concealed carry permits. But because this guy attacked Hispanics in what was clearly a racially motivated attack, it's okay to say that. I want to point that out, that Hispanics are in fact doing this because we want them to. I want them to be able to defend themselves. Now, the Daily Mail's reporting this, you know, about since the Walmart attack. And there's one, I forget who it was, don't quote me, I'm going back into my memory, that a gun shop owner where some of the classes are being held says he has seen things triple. His sales have doubled or tripled, and his concealed carry classes are full. They're filling them at 50 folks a shot here, pun intended with a shot. That's not surprising, right?
No, and that's fantastic. That's fantastic. They realize that they are the true first responders, that you are responsible for your own safety. That's fantastic news, man. That is really good. That is something great to come out of this horrible tragedy.
I hate the mainstream media reporting and stuff like this, separating everything by race. You know, there's a picture in the Daily Mail of a white guy teaching three or four clearly Hispanic individuals with their headgear on at the range, going over the target with them. To me, that's just four Americans exercising their Second Amendment rights. Yet we've got to have this identity politics shoved down our throat day after day after day. It's just ridiculous. All right, we're going to have to call this one quits. Lee, quickly, where I hate that. Man, oh, man, Sean can't stop the clock. I hate that he can't help us there. Lee, where can people find you? You got about 10 seconds, brother.
TheGunWriter.com. Everything we do is on TheGunWriter.com.
It's so simple. It's so easy. It's so beautiful. TheGunWriter.com. I'm waiting for you to write a huge review on Growing While Armed. It'll be coming down to you signed real soon, I promise. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios calls it quits today, but opens the door to the studio tomorrow. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe, and I'll see you on the radio.